Family Home Evening. Come listen to a prophet's voice. Labels by President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency. The National Gallery in London, England, is one of the truly great museums of art in all the world. During a visit, I was surprised to see displayed magnificent portraits and landscapes which featured the name of no artist. Then I noticed this explanation. The information on labels on paintings can often affect our estimate or opinion of them. And here, labeling has been deliberately subordinate or made less important, in the hope that visitors will read only after they have looked and made their own assessment or judgment of each work. Like the labels on paintings are the outward appearances of some people, often misleading. There are those who may outwardly appear without talent. A classic label appeared beneath a picture of the boy Abraham Lincoln as he stood in front of his humble birthplace, a simple log cabin. The words read, "Ill-housed, ill-clothed, ill-fed." Unprinted was the real label of the boy, "Destined for immortal glory." As the poet expressed, "Nobody knows what a boy is worth. We'll have to wait and see. But every man in a noble place a boy once used to be." The boy Samuel must have appeared like any lad his age as he ministered unto the Lord before Eli. As Samuel lay down to sleep and heard the voice of the Lord calling him, Samuel mistakenly thought it was the aged Eli calling and responded, "Here am I." 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4. However, after Eli had listened to the boy's account and told him it was of the Lord, Samuel followed Eli's counsel and responded to the Lord's call with the memorable reply, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. The record then reveals that Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 19 through 20. As a boy, Jesus was found in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, and they were listening to him and asking him questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Luke chapter 2, verses 46 through 47. See Joseph Smith translation, Luke chapter 2, verse 46. To the learned doctors in the temple, the boy's outward label may have conveyed brightness of intellect, but certainly not Son of God and future Redeemer of all mankind. The message on the label of a humble heart is, "Lord, here am I." It was true of the boy Samuel. It was the experience of Jesus. May it ever be the label which identifies each of us. Note, adapted from Labels, Ensign, September 2000, pages 2 through 6. End of note. End of the article, Labels, by President Thomas S. Monson, first counselor in the First Presidency.